The perp is in the slammer, probably not counting the global economy's money this week.
No complicated leveraging strategy or international stimulus package can help the recovery of IMF director, now defendant, Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
Saving the global economy was the easy job. The personal crisis of one French economist politician is going to be a lot tougher. Is there a Nobel Prize for scandal management? Strauss-Kahn better hope so. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Pride or possibly diplomatic immunity goeth before the law. The Strauss-Kahn story in just a moment. It's Tuesday, May 17th.
And what's going before the land all around the Mississippi River is flooding, and that's the top of the news this morning. The Coast Guard has closed 15 miles of the Mississippi River near Natchez, Mississippi, to protect the ships there from damage. Eight Louisiana refineries that depend on the river to move oil in and out of the Gulf of Mexico are not affected yet. Earlier, we spoke to Port of New Orleans CEO Gary LaGrange about what it's like to navigate the overflowing river this morning.
The currents in the river are much more swift. It's almost like whitewater rafting in a huge vessel.
If the river rises above 18.5 feet near New Orleans, only 2 feet higher than it was on Saturday, the Coast Guard may have to shut down the port there. If that happens, that could cost the U.S. $300 million a day. The river is expected to crest in New Orleans sometime over the next few days.
Muammar Gaddafi's Libyan oil minister has reportedly defected to Tunisia this morning. It comes as NATO airstrikes targeted government buildings in Tripoli, including the Interior Ministry. An international criminal tribunal has sentenced former Rwandan army chief Augustin Bizmungu to 30 years in prison for his role in the 1994 genocide.
A NATO helicopter attacked a Pakistani army post near the Afghan border this morning, injuring two Pakistani soldiers. The incident could increase tensions further between the U.S. and Pakistan. Pakistan, though, has agreed to return the tail of the U.S. stealth helicopter that was damaged during that raid that killed Osama bin Laden.
Austria's finance minister says the head of the International Monetary Fund should think about another line of work to help protect the IMF's reputation. Dominique Strauss-Kahn is being held without bail in New York after an alleged sexual attack on a hotel maid. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling gives police more leeway in home searches. The ruling says cops can break into homes if they suspect that evidence is being destroyed.
Gas prices are down nationwide for the first time in 2 months. The national average for a gallon is now at $3.96. That's down half a cent from a week ago. Woohoo! Don't spend it all in one place. Queen Elizabeth arrived in Dublin just in the past 5 minutes. It's the first visit by a British monarch since Ireland gained its independence from Britain 90 years ago. That visit's accompanied by the largest security operation in Ireland's history. Early this morning, a police defused a bomb that was found on a bus in Dublin.
Disney hopes to cash in on the name of the Navy SEALs who killed Osama bin Laden. Ugh. Disney applied to... This is like... Why is this like freaking out?
I don't know why. This story
it's
just
SEAL
really
Team
upsets
six.
Me.
It's like as American
making...
as apple pie.
Okay, finish reading the headline.
They've applied to trademark the name SEAL Team 6. Ugh. They did it after the raid. The company says it intends to use the trademark for a range of products, including clothing, toys, and Christmas stockings.
Christmas stockings.
Okay, we've been getting some strong reactions by listeners and Celeste, as you can hear. I think a cute little SEAL Team 6, a little sort of frolicking in the water would be
adorable.
Video
game with Donald and
we
Mickey.
We want to hear from you. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Asian and European markets are mixed on the SEAL Team 6 news. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,548. The S&P opens at 1,329. The NASDAQ opens at 2,782. I mean, you know, the video games about war? You've never heard of this?
It's Disney.
What? So?
If you go back to the origins of the company, that's not what it was founded for.
Just do little cute things, that's all.
That's
we
right.
We don't do army men, no.
Coming up this morning, we talk about IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his alleged sexual assault case in New York. And we're looking for what the Great Depression might produce in terms of great literature. Give us a title, won't you? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE.